This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kevin McCarthy gets the boot. There is an interim Speaker of the House. Now it's a question of who's going to roll the dice and step up and take over next. It's been described as chaotic. What happened? We'll dive into it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for taking this journey with me. Besides that crazy story about a woman getting run over in San Francisco by a self-driving car. This was the concern about what happens with self-driving cars. They're just going to regulate what they do. They're going to see people and stop. Apparently not. It's a weird, strange story. And that's not all. Sam Bankman-Fried back in court on trial for, of course, his cryptocurrency collapsing. And I think this is going to be an interesting one to watch. Remember, Tom Brady was pumping out that company. So was his wife. So were a lot of other famous people who did ads for Sam Bankman-Fried. And that whole thing unraveled rather quickly. So did the Wall Street numbers. Stocks really buckled. And the Dow wiped out gains for the year. The Dow fell 431 points. So completely wiped out last of its gains for the year so far. Bummer. The S&P 500 lost 1.4% on Tuesday. All right, speaking of losing, who loses in the case of what has happened with Kevin McCarthy? Look, he was super ambitious. He desperately wanted to be Speaker. He wanted it so badly. He cut all kinds of deals to become the Speaker. He becomes the Speaker. I thought he was on shaky turf because of some of what was agreed upon when it took 15 votes to get him in the first place. Now he's gone. He says he's not going to run for it again after his removal. Of course not, because there's no way he would win. I mean, this puts the House in really uncharted territory. The vote to remove Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker was a step that has never been taken before, never, in the history of the House of Representatives. I'm saying in our young history as a country, never. So now there's a lot of conversation about what happened. Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, was very clear in how he felt. And he didn't care what people were saying. In fact, he was booed at a couple of by a couple of people when he stood up and took Kevin McCarthy's head off, basically. So his successful fight to remove him from the speakership, that's it. I mean, he said, you know, you can't have someone like McCarthy in that position, and he was the one who took the vote, basically pushed the vote forward, and there were enough votes, squeaky amount of votes, but enough votes to boot him out, right? People were so upset in the Republican Party, like Derek Van Orden, who is a congressman from Wisconsin, a Republican congressman. He was seething after the vote. He said, "I'll always put the best interests of the United States of America and my constituents above my personal feelings." Clearly, Matt Gaetz can't do that. Congressman Mike Garcia, Republican from California, he referred to Gaetz as a Republican running with scissors. Running with scissors. Wow. And then Congressman Garrett Graves from Louisiana went after the Floridian on the House floor for soliciting campaign donations on the back of his motion to vacate the speakership. He said, "It's what's disgusting about Washington. It's not governing. It's not becoming of a member of Congress. It's all about his ethics, but that's all right." Wow. So he's out. That's the bottom line. The 15 rounds of voting, all that that happened, that's all past history. Now it's about that he's the first one to be booted. And clearly, that was possibly going to happen, because over the weekend, McCarthy pushed a deal to extend government funding into November at current spending levels, but without billions of dollars in aid for Ukraine that Biden wanted. And hey, the Democrats backed the measure. The Senate adopted it just ahead of a deadline for a shutdown. And Gates was livid, and so were a few of his Republican colleagues, too, with him. So, like I said, the vote was in. That's it. It's done. Now you have Patrick McHenry, who is the interim Speaker of the House, and then the question mark as to who's next. What's interesting is, a guy I like, Steve Scalise, is somebody who would be on the short list, the representative from Louisiana. And there's a couple of others who could possibly take up the gavel, but, Scalise is the majority leader. So he certainly hit the phones, kind of testing if he would get the support, testing the waters, so to speak. And, maybe it is him. There's also Emmer, who is the majority whip from Minnesota, who serves in the House's third top position. And so he's saying he would make a bid, but only if Scalise decides not to. So it's up in the air at this point. It's up in the air. He's out. McCarthy's out. Got an interim in. And then it's just chugging to the finish line as to what is going to happen. All right. The former president, Donald Trump, again, always makes headlines, right? So clearly he's the front runner in the Republican race. He says it's ridiculous for the Republican Party to even keep putting up these debates. There is going to be another debate in November, the beginning of November. But while all that's happening, and he's crushing everybody in whatever poll it is, he is going to take the witness stand in this $250 million civil lawsuit. He plans on testifying. He's got now a gag order he has to look after so that he doesn't put himself in peril there. But he was back in court for the second day of that trial. So his testimony, or getting on the stand, I think, will be interesting to watch, to see what happens there. One thing's for sure, he's not going to worry about any self-driving cars. He wouldn't be caught dead in them, Donald Trump. But a self-driving car operated by a U.S. company, Cruise, ran over a woman after she was first knocked down in front of it by a hit-and-run driver in San Francisco late Monday. There was video that showed it. She was taken to the hospital. They think there was another car that wasn't an AV that could have initially been involved, but they weren't present at the scene, so they're still unraveling all of that. The impact was severe. It launched the person directly in front of the AV. That's scary. The AV then braked aggressively to kind of minimize the impact, but it stopped right on top of the woman while the other car left the scene. So she was pinned beneath it when the firefighters got there to get her out. They used heavy rescue tools to lift and pull her out. And, of course, it was all about her well-being. And this whole driverless taxi service, they got the go-ahead, and that is something that people are watching to see, one, how safe it is. And they've had a couple of issues already, being stuck on roads, blocking bus lanes, all that kind of stuff. All right, your thoughts, mailbag, coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, thanks for filling up the mailbag. Let's dive right into it. Tim in New Orleans says, hey, big shout out to you, Miss Kate, for your analysis of the Saints debacle the other day. I like Derek Carr. I hope he turns it around. But I didn't write this email to talk about that. I wanted to get your take on the Powerball. Boy, that thing is going sky high. Got any lucky numbers for me? Oh, I wish I had lucky numbers. If I had lucky numbers, I'd share them with you, Tim. Who knows? You know, that whole crazy thing about you could get struck by lightning easier than winning a jackpot. But it's well over a billion now because nobody had the numbers the other day, so Monday. So Wednesday, it's another Powerball drawing. It's like 1.2 billion. I do think this for a second. Like, just for a second, I'm saying, like Tim is asking, right? I don't have the lucky numbers for him, but if you could just float into that space and imagine that, imagine winning that jackpot, what would that be like? What would that be like? In some states, here's the thing. In some states, you can be anonymous, which that's great, right? Because why would you want to be splashed all over the place, your name, winning the lottery, because everybody would come out of the woodwork. It's just natural that would happen. But so the first thing you have to do is change your name, move somewhere, and then hopefully do super charitable, amazing things for people because you have plenty of money to be able to do that. The cash value would be $551.7 million. So you know that house that was unaffordable that cost, I don't know how much? You could just get it. Like, if you wanted to treat yourself, what would be the treat? What would be the big treat? All right, so the fantasy's over. Let's move on to Joseph. And Joseph says, Kate, I know you mentioned this the other night, but wow, on the whole Tupac Shakur thing, what happened there after all this time, being able to arrest someone for his shooting death is huge. It's huge. Just imagine if this guy is convicted. I guess it dumps more time already onto a sentence. Yeah, that was a crazy story. So a guy who describes himself as a gangster, prosecutors say he's the mastermind in the shooting of Tupac in Vegas in 96. So he's going to be in court on Wednesday. Dwayne Davis, he was arrested Friday. He was out walking near his house in Henderson, which is there in Vegas. It's just a suburb. And a few hours later, a grand jury indictment was unsealed in Clark County, charging him with murder. They also voted to add sentencing enhancements. This is the added to his sentence for use of a deadly weapon and alleged gang activity. So if he is convicted, that could add a few more decades onto the sentence. How about that? I mean, I guess he had been a suspect in the case and he publicly admitted to his role in the killing in interviews ahead of a kind of a tell-all memoir, Compton Street Legend. So, yeah, now this is happening. I mean, it is a big deal, right? Because there's been so many documentaries, there's been so many things that have been written and said about this, and now it's finally happening. All right, this is from Michael. Kate, when is this nonsense with active shooters going to end on these campuses, whether it's college campuses, whether it's elementary schools or universities? There just was another one at Morgan State where somebody was on campus and started shooting at a whole bunch of different people. So, again, you get that whole lockdown thing. It's got to be, even though these kids grew up having to practice with those active shooter drills, it has to be a little jarring, of course, when that happens. Oh, yeah, I would use some other words besides jarring, but sure. So, you know, you have the whole thing. You're right, shelter in place, avoid the area. And where are you? So 75 minutes after they responded to gunfire at the university, they went on to X, which was formerly Twitter, and said that there was no longer an active shooter. But they know that at least four people have been shot. The conditions of the gunshot victims, we don't immediately know that at this point. There were three shooters, apparently, that were shooting into a crowd, and it just got chaotic is what happened, right? And of course, you hear, oh, there's a shooting at Morgan State, shelter in place, and, you know, that sends people running and wondering if their roommate, their friend, or whoever, five victims. So they were shooting, and they're looking for the shooters. They're still looking for the shooters to try to place what happened in the area, and they're just monitoring what they can. The first responders got there very quickly, though, and that's, of course, key, and they got the word out to people really super quickly. I agree with you. When can all the nonsense end? And it's sad. I mean, I didn't grow up with active shooter drills. My nephew did. But then when it actually happens, then where are you? How quickly can you move? What are you doing? What kind of information are you getting? Are you aware of where you should be and where you shouldn't be? All right, then I've got this one, a couple of them, about McCarthy. Alex, who's listening to us in L.A., says, boy, it is really a mess in Washington, isn't it? Seems like we're always saying that, but it's true now more than ever. You had to think that McCarthy would have been on thin ice anyway for some of what he agreed to. But what a chaotic bunch of ninnies, Kate. I mean, this Gates guy, give me a break. Talk about grandstanding over nothing. What was supposed to happen there? Were we supposed to not pay soldiers? Were we supposed to not pay people at the border, not pay air traffic controllers? He had to do something to make that happen. They had to have that Band-Aid. Otherwise, good God-fearing people who are working their butts off, in some cases for not too much money, should get paid and would not have gotten paid. Well, that was my point. Exactly. I said all those things for weeks and weeks and weeks. Who are the people that get jammed up in this? It's not just lip service and rhetoric, because if it goes on too long, you keep not getting a check, not getting a check, not getting a check. And it's a funny thing about that. Working for free is just not very motivational. Oh, you mean you want me to keep these planes in the sky? You want me to chase after people at the border? You want me to stop people and give them tickets? You want me to go into Harry Caray situations? Yeah, that's crazy. All right, then I got this one from Abercrombie. I like that name, Abercrombie. Abercrombie, who says, I am not a huge fan of Kevin McCarthy. I don't think you are, Kate, necessarily either. But that's ridiculous. They should have just followed through, come up with something to replace the stopgap. And then if you really want to mess with McCarthy, maybe a different thing. But to just throw this into the mix after what happened over the weekend is just really, to me, grandstanding. And it's too bad, because there's no reason to make the Republican Party continue to look like a wild ass circus. Yeah. That's it. That's it. I'm in agreement. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. This one is from William, and William says, oh, God bless the people who have to sell their house right now. 8% for a mortgage rate? That's crazy. How many people, even if they have a little extra dough, Ray, me, would want to spend the kind of money they would have to spend for that down payment on a 30-year fixed, and then add that to what they have to pay for that loan month after month after month after month? Pretty tough to pay that off, and especially when your mind wanders to the fact that it was 3%. I think it makes it that much more difficult to want to deal with it. I like the way you say that, to want to deal with it. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you're stuck, right? You're stuck. And hopefully the people listening to the show are on the winning end of that. All right, coming up next, we'll talk about how to get really pumped up and motivated with a really pumped up and motivated author. And then, imagine living in Alaska. Wait till you meet her. She's coming up.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a three-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached by tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history later this week. The man who orchestrated the ousting of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker is already listing a possible successor.
I would give him the deference to be able to decide whether or not he'd like to put himself forward as a candidate, but he'd be the type of person that I could see myself supporting.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said he thought Steve Scalise of Louisiana would make a great speaker. Gaetz cautioned that he believes picking a new speaker is a while away. And just a reminder, the National Emergency Alert Test is set for tomorrow, Wednesday. This is according to FEMA. Every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message right around 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This time around on Author's Corner, Jeremy McNally joins us, and he's written a book called How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. Now, Jeremy, before we go any further in this interview, I have to ask you this question. Why did you name the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive?
Absolutely. And hi, Kate. Good morning. I wrote the book How to Unlock Your Inner Drive because, well, I've spent years obtaining information from my own experiences and feedback from some of the most successful people in the world today with regard to, you know, what the recipe is for being able to transform any aspect of your life. You know, I wanted to pass this information that I've, you know, that's been tried, tested, and proven to my son, Aiden McNally, and anyone else that chooses to read my book.
Yeah, so having said that, give us a little bit of the meat of it. Tell us, you know, the gist of the book. I understand the overall, which is fantastic, and the name of your book is incredible because it tells us exactly where you're taking us. But give us more kind of a synopsis on the book.
Yeah, sure. Well, most people, you know, they have a sense of what they really want to be in life and where they really want to be in life. Yet 90% of, you know, 90%, you know, a pretty rough number, but, you know, 90% of those same people, they fall far short of actually getting there. You know, so many people today, they feel like their life circumstances force them to settle for a lot less than what they truly want and need. So they just float through life and fall into this black hole that seems, you know, so difficult to get out of or even get past. You know, going to work, coming home, and spending the little time you have left with the family or binge watching Netflix. You know, floating through life is really defined as normal in our society. You know, people tell themselves that by next year they'll be in a much better place, yet 5 years goes by, then another five, and you aren't really a whole lot closer to a better life for yourself and your family than you were when you started. I mean, in fact, it might even be worse. Excessive bills, deeper responsibilities, on a track you never really wanted to go down in the first place. So my book really drives home that things don't need to be that way at all. It just takes knowing and believing that, right? If you want to be a doctor, you have to go to school to get the skills to do it. If you want to be a professor, you need the skills to be one. If you want to be able to, you know, drastically transform aspects of your life, you need the skills to do it. And it's literally a science. Fortunately, it's just, you know, these skills are easy to learn and put into practice. And my book not only gives the specific skill set step by step, it helps you take action too.
Oh, I like that. That you give us the skill, and you tell us the skill, but then you tell us the how to. So you can't tease us like that. And we're speaking to Jeremy McNally about his book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You have to give us one. Give us one thing right now before anyone can run and pick up your book that they can do to unlock some of the things that are weighing them down.
You know what? I will get there in one second, actually, because there is one little secret I do want everybody to leave this interview with. And, you know, see, my book lays the groundwork for readers to transform their life for the better. You know, however, you can learn everything I teach, but more than anything, you need to have the right mindset, you know, a growth mindset. In fact, you know, that's why I named the book what I did. It, you know, a core part of what I teach focuses on helping you understand your current mindset while at the same time showing you how to lay the first brick. Right. So motivation and inner drive are completely different. You know, motivation is excitement. Motivation is what you feel when you're packing your bags for a vacation to Disney World, setting your alarm for 3 a.m. with a smile on your face to make your flight for 6. Right. Motivation is that feeling of wanting to do something. But inner drive, hence the name of my book, goes so much deeper than that. It's giving your motivation a direction, like channeling anger to do good. You're channeling your motivation to reach a destination. So it's passion. It's passion for a specific destination, to sum that up. You know, this passion, it won't let you concede or give up. You just simply know you have to reach that destination, and you'll do whatever you have to get there, ethically, of course. But that still isn't enough, right? Passion and drive isn't the full recipe. The things that are missing are filling the gaps between what's driving you and the destination you're just excited to get to. So you have to thoroughly plan the roads you're taking to get there, to achieve great things, to achieve your dreams. You know, it has to be done with measurable goals, you know, that once met measurably inch you closer to your destination, or your destiny, if you will. So
I like that. Measurable goals. I'm scribbling that down, because you're absolutely right, and it's not said enough. Not enough people talk about that.
Right. Right. So you said to give you one secret, right?
Yeah.
So if I was to give you one secret from my book that you could leave the interview with today, I would say, you know, it's the power of your thoughts, right? You know, your thoughts are so much more powerful than you might think. You know, thoughts are a part of life. Your brain's constantly taking in information from all of the sensors in your body. It processes it, interprets it, everything it senses, good and bad. And some say, you know, that we're the sum of what we think about. You know, that's somewhat of a controversial statement, I'm sure. But, you know, I believe this is the most true and powerful thing about all of us. You know, if all of our experiences, our perceptions and memories, physical and emotional, are what made us who we are, why wouldn't we be able to harness this for our own good, even the greater good, right? So the way you think, it's like, you know, how you think on a per-situation basis determines the reality that you live. You know, your thoughts create the reality, which is your life. You know, the more positive you think, the more positive you attract, and vice versa. You know, if you actively practice thinking more positively about whatever it is you want, even if it seems so far out, you know, you'd be surprised at the results, especially if you couple it with the other teachings in my book.
All right, so I like that. So, you know, just try to hone in on that, and then again, grab Jeremy's book, and then you can fill out the rest of it with these proven techniques. And it really is a life guide that shows you how to use your inner drive to transform, and that's the key word, to transform any of these aspects of your life and really achieve that success. I call it, Jeremy, when you have people don't dream big enough. I wrote a book, Deal Your Own Destiny, which is like perfect with your book. It's kind of dovetails. It's the same thing. And people don't dream big enough sometimes. So they just make it so small. But if, and you said it, if you just think bigger and then you have those goals, measurable goals, boy, you'd be surprised at what you could achieve. And I think it's worth mentioning, you did great research on this because you really kind of, for lack of a better way to describe this, picked the brains of some pretty powerful people, didn't you?
I did, definitely. And I want to give you an example, you know, the basis around really why I'm teaching this and why, you know, it's important to people, right? And it's a small little story that might strike a chord, right? I was talking to this guy, he must have been in his early 50s, and, you know, we were sitting in his kitchen eating, you know, cheese and crackers, of course, talking about life, right? His father passed away about a year or so before, you know, we started talking about this in his kitchen. And his mother, of course, was a survivor. You know, they were a couple years apart, late 70s. Now, his entire life, his parents have been there for him through thick and thin, right? They were there to support him no matter what, really. Now, with his mother being the surviving spouse, he was faced with a pretty harsh reality check. You know, his mom needed him now more than anything in the world. She's older. She's alone. And, of course, he wanted to be there for her, but couldn't be there for her the way he needed, you know, the way she needed him to be. The tragedy in this is that he just couldn't be. You know, to sum this up, she ended up in an elderly home. She sees her son maybe once or twice a week. But, you know, it with planning better, starting at an earlier stage in life, and don't get me wrong, it's never too late to start, ever. But, you know, planning better, you can avoid situations like this. And to end that story on a positive note, I did take the time to help this guy and show him how to transform his life. And today, he's doing what he loves, making good money. Purchased a big house for him and his family, got his mom out of the home. You know, he had the drive. He just needed the skills to get from point A to point B. And that's all it is, skills and drive.
Oh, I like that because so often you don't hear that other part. You need the skills, but with the skills and the drive, and that's great because that's a tremendous transformational story of where he was to where he is now by following that along. And I think we peppered this throughout this conversation, but it's absolutely worth driving this back again. What do you hope people listening to this conversation we're having and the people who read your book, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive, what do you hope they take away?
I hope they take away the groundwork for transforming any aspect of their life. You know, I hope my book shows them how to find their inner drive, what's going to drive them, what's their true passion in life. And with that, with knowing that why, the answer to your why, you know, by knowing that, I want them to take the skills that I teach and put it to action and get somewhere, transform their life for the better and achieve the dreams that they've really wanted from the get-go, that they felt that they had to settle for before knowing what I'm teaching.
Yeah, and it's worth mentioning this too. You said it doesn't matter. It's never too late. Not really, because there's always a way that you can go back and look at what you could do if you have, and you said it, and this is a key word for me too, for people listening, they know this, growth mindset, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the key. All right, this book is terrific because, again, you've got the skills and the how to do it. So both are in this book, not just, okay, here's what you can do. This is the ways to do it, and that's what I love about this. It's an actual, I'll call it the map. It is what the title of the book is, How to Unlock Your Inner Drive. You can get it on Amazon. Jeremy McNally, thank you so much.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Palo de Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Christina Almas joins us. Her book, Christina's Cache, a memoir of adventure and survival in Alaska. It made me want to go to Alaska after I talked to her. She's had a lot of adventure in her life. She joins us here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Christina, thanks for sharing your adventures with me and the listeners.
Well, this is my delight.
Let's talk about your journey from Finland, because you were in Finland, and then you made a couple of moves, but you moved from Finland to Alaska, and the idea was you were going to start life as an American oceanographer. What happened? How did this all come about?
Well, it's a very long, complicated story. It started out late one night in Seattle. Someone discovered me working late at night, and they wondered why. And I told them, you know, I had to finish work because I was leaving because my marriage did not work out. And my ex said, okay, you go back. And on the ship, I got a telephone call for a job offer from Sweden. And later, someone who found me working late at night had moved to Alaska, and someone there quit, and I was offered the job.
Wow. So you go there, and then you got all these things that you have to deal with. Like, it's so cold, the cars don't start. It's hard to stay warm. It's a very funny read, really quirky, funny, easy to read it. You talk about building your own log cabin. Was Alaska an interesting, fun place to live, despite some of the things you had to deal with?
Well, definitely, yes. You know, it's beautiful, and it never occurred to me that this was trouble. You know, this was just so, you know, I just had to figure out how to do it.
And you did. How about building the log cabin, 8 by 8 feet? That's how big this cabin was. What was it like trying to put a log cabin together?
Well, the University of Alaska had some special classes. One was log cabin construction, and the other was belly dancing. So I just took both of them, and you know, it never occurred to me to really do either one. And then I found out that the duplex trailer I was renting was for sale. I got nasty things happening in the neighbor sewage and ended up in my bathtub. So that was not the place that to continue, and there was nothing else that could be rented at the time because pipeline construction had started. So I just you know, bought land and a tent and started out building my practice cabin, the cache. Because, you know, if you are going to do something you don't know, you better make your mistakes in a small scale.
Yes, so you made it in a small scale, and you made it work for you. And it was a very different life, right, than maybe you expected. Was it different than what you thought it was going to be?
Well, you know, the housing situation, of course, was different. You know, I had my job. I had my job that, you know, but there was nothing then that you could rent because of pipeline construction. And then, of course, I live in a tent, and, you know, summer is short. So I had a very, you know, flexible job. So my boss was okay with me working nights and staying home in the daylight, and yes, rainy days I would work also.
Yeah, and you know, you traveled around Alaska, certainly. You know about Juneau to Fairbanks and what that's like. Did you have a favorite spot in Alaska?
Well, I started out in Juneau, and Juneau is absolutely beautiful when the sun shines, which is not very often. But then I moved to Fairbanks, and because of the university, Fairbanks attracts all kinds of people. So Fairbanks is the unique place where, you know, even the Pope and the President, you know, they met in Fairbanks.
Yeah. Wow. So you live in Fairbanks. You're doing everything that you can to, you know, enjoy the beautifulness of Alaska while you're surviving. And you say that, adventure and survival. Tell us about one of your adventures in Alaska.
Well, adventures, you know, yes, I'm sent out on an oceanography cruise, you know, not really to do anything, just to supervise. I mean the technicians who supposedly know what they are doing. Well, they didn't know what they were doing. And, you know, the ship moves into the ice, and, you know, it breaks down in the ice, and, you know, and so then, you know, unimportant people are left on board while the others are taken away by helicopter, and we are just gradually drifting to the ice edge, and then the Coast Guard takes us under tow back to Kodiak, which was 3 days away.
Wow, so you didn't get choppered off. You had to drift, and then you had to get towed. That had to be interesting.
Yeah, you know, important. You know, I was not considered important. I mean, of course, you know, well, it was intriguing because at the time, you know, one of my books I was reading was Log Cabin Construction, because, you know, And I was living at the cash at the time I went out on the cruise, which of course was great because, you know, having a 16-foot ladder and no electricity and no running water is not so good in the winter.
Yeah, I bet. I bet it's not. What were the people like? Because you said that, you know, in Fairbanks especially, you attracted all kinds of different people. Plus then you talked about pipeline construction.
Okay, well, pipeline construction, that was bad for the locals because people are pouring in, you know, looking for a job. And then, of course, after a while, there's nothing you can rent, and they rent beds. So, you know, you can rent a bed maybe for some hours and sleep, you know, so many people can use the same bed. So it, and I at the time, you know, rented a duplex trailer, and then pipeline people came on the other side, and they were singing and drinking all night, you know, and it got noisy, and then pipes froze, and they used pink toilet paper because that ended up in my bathtub. That was my time to move, find something else to move.
Wow. And then, of course, the obvious question is people know that obviously Alaska is cold. I mean, it gets, what, 13 below, worse than that?
No, at the time, it could get 50 below.
50 below. Wow. How do you deal? Do you just acclimate to it and bundle up? How do you deal with that?
Well, you know, Fairbanks had an army surplus store. So people then buy army surplus clothing. So you get a warm parka. And, you know, mine was very big because the my size had too many acid holes, so I got a huge one, so I could just move the buttons to get it tighter.
Wow. What do you hope people take away from reading this fun, quirky book?
Well, basically, you know, through my life, you know, I have ended up in all kinds of situations. And I want people to see that if you really want something, you have to go for it, you have to work for it, and there's normally a way around something you cannot get directly.
Wow. Boy, that's so well said. Was it fun for you to write this book and reminisce and think about it? I mean, now you live in South Carolina, much different from those Alaska days.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, you know, I enjoy reading my own book. and many of my friends, I guess, they are rereading it many times, you know. So, you know, you can enjoy it, you know. You don't remember everything. And even something you read before, you can enjoy rereading it.
Yeah, isn't that true? And we only just scratched the surface. There's so many other funny things that you talk about and what it was like, and I mentioned a little bit of it, but you can dive deeper, of course, and get Christina's book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Thank you for sharing your adventures with us.
Well, you are.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.